For starters, as Terry's brother, tell us about Terry himself, the man behind the marathon.
Yeah, you know, I'm Terry's older brother by about 14 months. So, you know, growing up with Terry, you know, we were close in age, so we did everything together. And I can honestly say that when he was 8 or 9 or even 15, 16, we, you know, had no idea, you know, what he would accomplish and what he would attempt to do, and his attitude towards helping other people would be. But, you know, Terry was very, very determined, a very hardworking, determined, individual. It was just the way we were brought up to work hard at everything we did. Mom used to say to us all the time, you know, finish what you start. And I think that was one of Terry's motto. So, you know, when he was diagnosed with cancer for the first time in 1977 and 18, it changed Terry's life, obviously, as it would anybody who was diagnosed with cancer. He lost part of his right leg. Being an athlete, that was a huge thing to Terry. But more importantly, Terry would say himself that cancer changed him, changed his life for the better, because he discovered that it wasn't all that about yourself and be, you know, a little conceited maybe, and it was more important to think about other people. And that's what Terry saw in the cancer wards. He saw others going through the same thing, taking chemo, and Terry would take his chemotherapy treatments at the Vancouver General Hospital and come home and then go back, and some of those friendships that he made in some of those visits to VGH, you know, those individuals had passed since he had been back. So it impacted Terry. He was a humanitarian. He wanted to make a difference. And so with that work ethic attitude and caring for other people, that's where he came up with the idea of running across Canada. So, you know, he was just somebody who worked hard and cared for other people.
And what was your family's reaction when he came home and he said, "Hey guys, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna start walking." How did your family react to that?
Yeah, you know, and Terry, after about 2 years after Terry was diagnosed with cancer, he'd finished his chemotherapy treatments, and he came up with this idea in his mind that he would run across Canada. He started training and running, and early February of 1979, and by the early fall, Labor Day long weekend of 1979, Terry had gone up to Prince George, B.C. and ran a race that a distance that he hadn't ever ran. He hadn't run that far in his training, and finished last, but that wasn't a big deal. But to him, it was about finishing what he started, like what we had been taught as young kids. And so he came home that, you know, from Prince George, and the next day sat down with her mom and told her mom what his plans were. And I think each family member had a bit of a reaction. The more important one is our moms, and mom got very upset as a protective mom, and she got mad at Terry, was a little, you know, angry with him, yelled at him, and said, "Why the heck would you do something as crazy as run across Canada? Why don't you just run through BC, finish in Vancouver, raise money that way?" And Terry's response was, "Mom, not only people in BC get cancer, people right across Canada do. I have to start in St. John's, Newfoundland." And Mom couldn't argue with that and was very supportive from that point on. I think myself, personally, as Terry's older brother and young myself at that time, was a little, took it for granted what Terry had told me a few days after he told Mom, and said, "Oh, that's good for you," kind of with the attitude that I knew that Terry was very driven and focused. And I said, "Good for you, you know, good luck, we'll see you when you get back." None of us ever knowing what how Terry would inspire our country and impact our country and what he was doing. So that's kind of a general idea of how some of our family members thought about it.
And now, this all happened, obviously, before the age of social media. How did Terry go about spreading the word about what he's doing?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we talk about that often. What would Terry have been able to do, you know, 41 years later? And Terry had his good friend, Doug Allward, best friends since the time they were 10 years old. Terry had invited Doug to join them. Terry wasn't going to do this all on his own. You know, they needed a camperized van had been donated by Ford, and Doug was going to drive the van. But Doug had other jobs and chores as well to do. And one of them was phoning ahead to the media, just getting on the phone and phoning people. Terry would often, and like, where do we see a phone booth sitting outside of a restaurant or a gas station these days? But Terry would do interviews in a phone booth somewhere along the highway, wherever they stopped along the way. And so that was kind of it. You know, Doug would make the first calls, line up things with the media. Terry would make those phone calls. Didn't have cell phones, so he had to jump in a phone booth and make the phone calls. And when he was in bigger centers, he could obviously, you know, drop into a radio station or something like that to do the interviews. Or whenever he did a speech at a community hall or outside in a park somewhere, the media would be there to help Terry spread the word.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool. Kind of a little bit of a reference to Superman there with the popping in and out of phone booths, because he was kind of a Superman in his own way.
Yeah, and you know, Terry was, you know, Terry thought of himself as ordinary, but he really was extraordinary in what he was doing every day, running a marathon, close to 42 kilometers every day was Terry. And I think he would have been, he would have had to have been, you know, like a superhero, superhuman, to be able to do that every day.
Oh, absolutely. And now you mentioned that when he came up with this idea, he started training. Was running a part of Terry's life before all of this happened?
I would say yes. You know, Terry was an athlete. Sports, athletics was part of our lives growing up. We, you know, played almost anything we could try to play. And it was funny, and Terry started grade 8 and he wanted to play basketball, and the coach kind of sat him aside one day and said, you know, maybe basketball is not your sport, maybe cross country or wrestling would be better for you. And Terry didn't quit the basketball team, but he did take up he ran a bit of cross country and during high school, and running was part of what you did to stay in shape for all the other sports you were playing. So it was part of what Terry knew how to do. And as an athlete, like when I, you know, when Terry was in hospital taking chemotherapy treatments, and he decided he wanted to do something, raise awareness, raise money for cancer research, because not a lot of money was going to research back in the 70s. And as an athlete, that's all Terry knew. So that's why he chose to run, because he thought it was something that as an athlete he could do.
And why would you say that this many years later, it is still so important for us to continue Terry's mission?
Well, it's important because, you know, one in two Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer at some point. And Terry, in his speeches, wherever he stopped, small villages, communities, big cities like Toronto, Terry would stop and share why he was running across Canada. And often he would say, you know, we'll all be touched by cancer in one way or another. We may not be diagnosed with it personally, but it might be a family member, a friend, somebody that we know, that a neighbor that lives down the street. And that's why it was so important then. And that's why it's still important today, even though so many advances have been made over the years in the funds that are raised for cancer research. People are surviving their diagnosis, living longer. It's still important to raise funds for cancer research, as it was in 1980 when Terry was running the Marathon of Hope.
And how would you say that the pandemic has impacted the Terry Fox Foundation in terms of year-long donations, not just the event, but how has the pandemic affected the Terry Fox Foundation in general?
Yeah, you know, it's been a challenging year for all of us the past 18 years, just not the, or 18 years, 18 months. not just for the Terry Fox Foundation. Last year, we of course, we had to go virtual. It was a decision that we made, probably May of 2020, before the September Terry Fox run. We decided to go virtual, and you know, the Terry Fox run happens in September. It's really, whether it's in schools or in communities, it's one of those things that have been really the building blocks, the roots of who we've been all these years, and it was very important. And you know, Canadians responded, although they weren't able to gather in person at these and celebrate at their local park or community center, wherever they would do their Terry Fox run. They stepped up. Terry Foxers are amazing, and they stepped up, and they still fundraised online, and they virtually went out and just in their own little bubbles and participate and did their run, their walks or their runs or their rides with family members at somebody close to their bubbles, but they still fundraised. And that was so, so very important. And, you know, I don't think we certainly didn't raise, not quite the amount of monies that we've had in the past, but, you know, we did so well. It was such a great thing. And then here we are in 2021, and for most of the part, the country will be virtual. I think most of Ontario will be. Western provinces, some of the Maritime provinces, maybe not. But I know of, you know, half a dozen or so communities here in British Columbia that are going to try to go in person. But again, Canadians and Terry Foxers will step up as they always have, and cancer research in a different way than they didn't have to do in the past. And it's what it's helped us do is teach people that there's easier ways of fundraising than, you know, trying to track down workmates at work or friends, and just do it virtually and send people emails requesting support to the Terry Fox Foundation.
Wonderful. So now, how can people help to carry on Terry's torch and continue making a difference this year and every year after?
Yeah. I mean, especially for this year, for sure. You know, go to the Terry Fox Foundation website, terryfox.org, and you can get all the information on how to make a donation. Even, as I said, you know, create your own fundraising page and you know, count on family, friends, people you work with to support you. But and you can still get out there and do your own little personal Terry Fox walk or run, ride, whatever you want to do. There's so many things. And other things that we do during the year, you know, people in communities right across Canada have different fundraising events for the Terry Fox Foundation and cancer research throughout the year. And we have a few other events that have passed us now this summer, the Mount Terry Fox Trek, the Ride of Hope, different events that we do throughout the year. So there's different ways. Schools are happening now. We're in September, and a lot of the schools, 9,000 schools across Canada, will be having their Terry Fox events this year. And so there's always a family member going to school and having participate in their Terry Fox runs, and you can support them as well.
Fantastic. And is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners about Terry Fox, about the Terry Fox Foundation, about the Terry Fox run day this year in particular? Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just, you know, it is, as I said earlier, amazing how 41 years later, Canadians have continued to support Terry's dream. You know, I think that's Terry himself. He's always trying to encourage us and to inspire us to do our very best. And that's what Terry did in 1980. And I think Canadians, Terry Foxers, continue to do their very best in continuing Terry's dream. And it's new generations of children who have heard about Terry from parents, grandparents, through their schools over the years, that have continued this. So we're so, so very thankful. But, you know, September 19th is the Terry Fox run this year, probably virtual wherever you are. And still important on that day to acknowledge what Terry did in 1980 during his Marathon of Hope, and and important to continue to raise funds in any way you can for cancer research.
Awesome. Now, I'm noticing this year in the commercials and the wording and the marketing that I'm seeing about it, the line, Terry asked us to try. What would you say that means? What is Terry asking us to try?
You know, in so many things that Terry did personally and in his speeches in 1980 was the word try. Terry would say, anything is possible if you try. We found out last year after 40 years that if you look at Terry's name, Terry, there is the word try. And so Terry's message would always be, you know, try your very best. That's all he did. He tried his very best. He tried his hardest. And his message to us today would be just do whatever you can. Try your very best to raise funds for cancer research. That's what it was all about for Terry. It wasn't about Terry Fox. It wasn't about Terry Fox being famous all these years later, or to have statues or schools named after him. What was important to Terry was to try his very best and to help other people and make a difference. And that's all Terry would ask us to do today, is try your very best in making a difference in other people's lives.
I love it. Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with us today, Fred.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. Definitely appreciate it. This is going to give our announcers in our newsroom a lot of material to work with.
Perfect. Thanks. Great. And thanks for, you know, back and lining this up. It's awesome. Thanks.
No, pleasure is all mine, Fred. You have yourself a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.